Good morning. It's March 11th, and this is your daily brief in entertainment. Here's everything you need to know. This year's Oscars, hosted by Jimmy Kimmel, promises not just a showcase of cinematic excellence, but also an evening filled with performances, including a much-anticipated number by Billie Eilish and Finneas O'Connell. The event, aimed at capturing a global audience, has heightened expectations for memorable moments, including Kimmel's opening remarks, which could stir the pot. Among the glittering array of stars, Oppenheimer stands out with Christopher Nolan, Robert Downey Jr., and Cillian Murphy leading their categories. Meanwhile, the Best Actress category hints at a close battle, with the potential for the first Indigenous American actress to clinch an Oscar, adding to the night's significance. The ceremony also highlights the diversity of cinema, with two non-English language films vying for Best Picture. The 96th Oscars not only celebrate the past year's cinematic achievements, but also mark a pivotal moment in the industry's history, with Oppenheimer and Barbie at the helm of this cinematic voyage. The event's mix of competition, performances, and fashion underscores the enduring allure and prestige of the Oscars. The world of anime and manga is in mourning, as Akira Toriyama, the visionary behind the Dragon Ball franchise, has passed away at 68. His legacy, however, stretches far beyond the realms of Goku and Vegeta, influencing not just the anime and manga industry, but also the world of video games and automotive design. Akira Toriyama's creative genius was not confined to the pages of manga or the animation on screens. It spilled over into his passion for vehicles. This fascination wasn't just a hobby, it was a significant aspect of his artwork, leading to the creation of iconic designs like Bulma's Capsule 9 motorcycle in Dragon Ball. These designs weren't just figments of imagination, they inspired real-life adaptations, showcasing Toriyama's influence on automotive design. Toriyama's personal collection of vehicles included a Vespa-like bike, a BMW Isetta, and an Auto Bianchi A112 Abarth, reflecting his love for unique and interesting designs. This passion for cars and motorcycles was more than just a pastime. It was a testament to his creative spirit, which continued to thrive until his last moments. Despite his passing, Toriyama was actively working on several projects, highlighting his relentless dedication to his craft. In a stunning display of resilience and skill, Caitlin Clark led Iowa to a thrilling 94-89 overtime victory over Nebraska in the Big Ten tournament, marking their third consecutive title. Despite a challenging start where Iowa missed their first 9 3-point attempts, Clark's impressive performance, scoring 30 of her 34 points after halftime, turned the tide in favor of Iowa. The victory not only showcased Clark's leadership, but also set Iowa up as a strong contender for the championship game, where they are favored by 15.5 points against Nebraska. This positions Iowa with high expectations for their performance in the upcoming game, reflecting confidence in their ability to maintain their winning streak. The championship game, set for Sunday, promises to be a spectacle for college basketball fans. This victory and the upcoming game underscore Iowa's dominant presence in the tournament and set the stage for what could be an electrifying conclusion to their championship journey. The red carpet, once the exclusive domain of traditional media and A-list celebrities, is now a battleground where TikTok influencers and traditional journalists vie for attention. The recent backlash against TikTok personalities like Harry Daniels, known for their inappropriate and nonsensical questions, has thrown a spotlight on a growing media crisis. This shift toward short-form video content and the rising preference for online personalities over established news outlets marks a significant change in the landscape of entertainment journalism. The crux of the issue lies in the behavior of influencers on the red carpet, exemplified by Harry Daniels' unprofessional conduct. This has not only sparked a backlash, but also highlighted the broader shift in how entertainment news is consumed and produced. With the rise of platforms like TikTok, there's a clear move towards engaging, bite-sized content, leaving traditional media struggling to maintain their relevance and access to influential figures. This evolution presents both challenges and questions for traditional media, As they navigate a digital era where the rules of engagement are being rewritten, the implications for the quality and legitimacy of entertainment journalism are profound, signaling a pivotal moment in the ongoing adaptation of the media industry to the digital age. In a powerful move within the entertainment industry, Priyanka Chopra Jonas steps into the role of producer for a documentary that strikes at the heart of a pressing global issue. To Kill a Tiger takes an unflinching look at the aftermath of sexual assault in rural India, a story that Chopra Jonas is determined to bring to the forefront of global consciousness. The film, which is in contention for Best Documentary Feature at the Academy Awards, will be available to audiences worldwide on Netflix. It's a significant moment not only for the documentary itself, but also for Chopra Jonas, who has long been an advocate for addressing sexual violence against women, particularly in India. To Kill a Tiger delves into the harrowing journey of a father fighting for justice for his daughter, who was raped, highlighting the epidemic of sexual violence and the often disheartening response of justice systems around the world. For Chopra Jonas, her involvement in To Kill a Tiger is more than just a project. It's a mission. She envisions her work in producing films that tackle such critical issues as the cornerstone of her legacy, hoping to influence and inspire long after the credits roll. As the documentary prepares to reach audiences around the world through Netflix, it stands as a testament to the power of cinema to illuminate the darkest corners of human experience and the possibility of hope and change. This has been your daily brief in entertainment. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.